You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. I am Nick Newmont. I'm sorry we're running late. We had some technical difficulties. And see, Audrey can't go away.
Right. You're back, Audrey.
Oh, my goodness. And welcome. My co-host with me tonight is Catherine Melton, in for Audrey, and we will have Alexandra as Golden Arrow joining us soon. And if you are watching for the first time, this is Mainstream Metaphysics. There's Alexandra. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
There.
How are you?
Good. Very good. How about you?
All right. We got a little bit of a late start, but we're okay.
Good.
There we go. I'm trying to bring Facebook up and
Hi to Audrey too on her trip, huh?
Yes. Yes. She's enjoying herself. And I guess it's one of there we go. Now it's up. All right, folks. All right, there we go. Sort of watch party, and we're all set. All right, now we can behave like normal people in the studio, and friends and guests, and start to move forward. This is going to be a really cool night for all of us, and all is. And by the way, when Audrey is missing from the show, I mean Audrey's presence. We're coming from Audrey's office, and Audrey's not here. I really feel that Audrey's not here.
I'm not Audrey.
Yeah, Audrey is quite the presence. But you are here, and I want to introduce you to our viewing and listening audience. Catherine has been, well, Numb is a very dear friend, and she has been a student here at the Newman Center, and she is a very good healer in her right, and I mean very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You just got to trust what you do.
Oh, well, I'm getting there. Thanks to you.
Thank you. But you have the talent, and Catherine is such a delight to be around, and I've had so many good times with her and her husband Joe. In fact, we are in the next room, and we are such good friends that recently, a few months ago, when your son got married, you had Audrey and myself officiate the wedding ceremony, which was just lovely. So
great.
You know, we're like family together.
Yeah, we are.
And anyway, so you over the last couple of years have really stepped into your metaphysical abilities, your spiritual self. And you retired from another job that you had, like I did years ago, another job. So how's that feel?
Well, it feels awesome. It feels really, really good. It feels like it was the logical progression of things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because my career path ended up being healthcare. I was a registered nurse for a few years and then went into the pharmaceutical arena. So I was very steeped in Western medicine.
Right.
I mean, you know, 100%. Right. But I was always following the metaphysical path at the same time, you know, taking classes from you and reading and learning and taking classes from others. And so when I left corporate life 2 years ago, it just seemed like a natural progression to go just right into energy healing. And now I'm back.
We're coming to you.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Yes, you're doing great.
And the medical background really just did help, you know, with my understanding of the metaphysics, because it's they go hand in hand. You know,
truly.
You can't have one without the other,
right.
You know,
and in fact,
the energy is more important than the physical, really.
Right. So they all work together.
So it's been great.
Good.
It's been really good.
Well, thank you for sitting in tonight
for Audrey. Thank you for asking.
And by the way, the inspiration really had come from Alexandra, because when I invited Alexandra to be on tonight, and of course she said yes. She's so sweet. The first thing is, she goes, well, can we have Merlin too? And I'm offering just the entire night to Alexandra and Golden Arrow. And Alexandra said, but she'd like to have Merlin also. And Audrey was away. And it's like, I don't know. And then Catherine asked you, and it was like, Well, yes, it was like
yeah.
there's no doubt. So it all worked together. And Alexandra, how the heck are you? You have a lot going on.
Yes, I'm good. Yes, there's a lot going on, but I'm coping. I'm coping pretty good, actually. Since there is so much going on, it's actually okay. I have to say that it is a daily challenge for me to stay centered with everything that is going on. But I'm good. Hugh and I are getting it all done.
Well, you have some big changes coming, location and
yes.
so on and so forth, right?
Yes.
Moving?
Yes. Within the next couple of weeks, it should all be coming together. Yeah. We're down to the wire here.
And that's been going on like over a year you've been working on that.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, when you buy property in another country, they have rules and regulations that we don't have here in the United States.
Right.
So it's a time-consuming process. You have to wait for other governments to be involved and to get their paperwork in order. So that's why it has taken longer than it would here in the United States.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, nothing is simple, right?
Well, it is simple, but it's time consuming.
Right. And people have to be patient with.
Yes.
You know, as we're into the age of Aquarius, you know, one of the things that people will have to learn to navigate is a different level of patience with things, because on one hand, things are moving very quickly, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But things are in motion, and I think the best thing I could say for people to do is be involved in the movement of things, but don't be so caught up in that the result has to be there, okay?
Yes,
because
exactly.
As fast as Aquarian energy moves, there's also the process. And Aquarian energy will create more than we've ever realized. in our lifetimes, being, you know, most of our lives, those of us of this age, in the age of Pisces, and now we all go into, well, I think we can say our golden years in the age
sure.
of Aquarius for us, not
mm-hmm.
young kids. And so it's a big shift. Things will not be as evidential. There's going to be a lot more undercurrents, and all of a sudden, there it is.
Hmm.
And that's why Merlin has been saying to some degree, people ask him, well, when is this? When is that? And to stop asking about when,
yes,
just focus on the what.
He doesn't
because
like
you
it.
Can't, right,
yeah.
You can't manifest when. You can manifest what. Oh.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, how are you doing with your books and everything that you've been
yeah.
creating?
Yeah, book is doing well. And for those who are listening and seeing this live, you can get my book. Actually, it's Golden Arrow's book, I should say. I just transcribed it. A little bit in the front end is a short my life story. But the book is totally channeled from that point on. So you can get my book on Amazon. You just go on Amazon and click on Who Are You and What Are You Doing Here? It says it's under Alexandra. It's under my name, Alexandra. But it's all available there on Amazon, yes. And you can also, if I'll say this up front before I go into trance, because I'm a little slow once I come out of trance. I'll plug Golden Arrow's work now before I go into trance. It's easier that way for me. You can sign up for all of our emails, our events that we're going on and going to be putting on. And since we're going to be in another country, those events are going to be really a lot of fun. So you can reach me by emailing goldenarrowchanneling9@gmail.com, golden arrow, all one word, golden arrow channeling, the number 9@gmail.com. That's the best way to get all of our updates and just request a subscription to all of our updates and the events that we're going to be having. and we'll put you on the email list.
Wonderful. And also, I know both of us, when we come out of this, like, you know, so it, and is there another way if people want a private session with you or anything? Is there a way to get in touch with you?
Yes, Golden Arrow Channeling 9. They can use that email to request a private session with Golden Arrow. And those private sessions are about an hour to an hour and a half long. There are $175 for that session. You get a download of the session so you can re-listen to it whenever you want. And you can also call my cell phone, which I'll give now, 951-315-8170. Good. And then you can go to the website, which is alexandra-goldenarrow.com.
Good. Wonderful.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for letting me plug Golden Arrow.
Absolutely. And by the way, if anyone is interested, people, my followers, the full moon is this coming Sunday. It's a Libra full moon, and it's at 11:49 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, so it's late morning, West Coast time on Sunday, then, you know, mid-afternoon, East Coast time. You know, when we get into a Libra full moon opposing an Aries sun, there's a lot of review of relationships that comes up in that, that polarity of the I, we, the I, you know, like that. Mm. And so with the Libra moon, it's going to create a lot of enlightenment on concept of the I should be doing more for we, and we may be doing more for I. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's an interesting Aries polarity to look at. Yeah, relationships. Yes, and relationships are very highlighted in a Libra full moon, and a Libra moon is actually known as a Cinderella moon.
Right,
it's considered very lucky. It's a great place for the moon.
Nice.
Really good things can happen in a Libra moon, Libra full moon. And one quick question before we bring our friendly spirits in. With you going to moving down south of the border, you know, will you be available for in-person events at the Newmont Center?
Oh, yes, absolutely. See how it's set up right now? The setup that we have is going to be transported down there, and there will be a complete studio, actually a sound studio there. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, good. So, and will you ever be able to physically come back up and do at the center?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
It's an hour flight. It's a very easy hour flight.
Okay.
And you know, I am keeping my store, my retail store, so I'll be coming up and working probably 3 or 4 times a year in my store as well, especially during the busy holidays like Labor Day and Memorial Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving. I'll be up during those times. So it would be good to maybe schedule something, you and I, ahead for some of those times when I'm here.
We'll do that off camera. You and I will talk, and we'll set that up.
Yes.
All right. I think it's time for our
friendly
spirits to come
in. Spirits.
Yes.
Yes. And I think because we got a late start, I think we can go. I don't think we'll lose all that time. So I think we can go to instead of stopping us at 7:45, we'll stop us at 7:50. Okay. That'll give us time for me to come back.
And before I go into trance, I wanted to say, Nick, that there are some questions that people have sent in, and just as a comment, Hugh has the questions and he'll ask them whenever the time is right.
Okay, wonderful. Perfect. Okay, all right. See you on the other side.
All right.
And away they go.
Yep, okay.
Greetings, Merlin.
And
it's good to be with you as well. Thank you for joining us.
Mm, Well, greetings to you. Greetings to you indeed. And hello there, Merlin. Delightful experience for us, yes?
Golden arrow, good to
me. Yes.
It is indeed. Thank you both for being here.
Absolutely. Anytime at all.
So who will start us off with some words of wisdom this evening?
There is a great amount of how you say business. And this is the opening, revealing of the undercurrents that are meant to come to the surface to allow man to be enlightened to what has not been serving him, so he may be aware of what he must do to make corrections for humanity, that humanity survives and prospers in the eons to come. Yes, golden arrow.
Yes. All right. It is truly a time of massive growth, massive understanding. It is a time now of releasing all of the pent-up emotions that have been held with what you humanity have called this pandemic, which is all right. You can call it whatever you like, does not matter. It was just an opportunity to get in touch with not only family, but with your own emotions that you hold within the realm of fear. So it is now that is lessening, and it is now an opportunity for you to take a look at what is right and true for you. Not anyone else, you. What is right and true for you?
When one hears the words being self-centered, spirit, that is not a being greedy or selfish. It is to balance oneself within who they are so they may perceive everything in motion exactly as it is and as it has been intended. There have been some great misgivings and misunderstandings in recent times due to what has been presented. The intention of a misperception or as more information, as you say, becomes known, mankind will truly get his eyes open, but not just gazing upon everyone else, upon the things, but gazing into the looking glass, so man may see man as he not as perceived, yes, golden arrow.
So what we would like to say to humanity is this opportunity is a gift for all of you to take a look at what is right and true for you. Not what is going on around you at all, but seeing what is going on around you as just an experience to view. To look at what part of the experience are you holding within you that you are denying about yourself that is coming for you to look at. So from our perspective, which is non-physical, which is non-emotional, from our perspective, this opportunity for all of you to come to know you has been truly a massive gift. And you have all done a very good job, even with the uneasiness and instability of what is happening in your government at this time. Even with that, it gives you the opportunity to look at it and see what it is that you truly do believe to be your truth, no one else's. And then you stand within your truth. Do you understand?
Yes. Thank you.
When one speaks of truth, That is what lies in the heart.
Yes.
And within the heart, there are great desires, not just trivialities, great desires. And when man sets foot inside this physical being and determines along with his soul what his desire is, he puts his focus and attention and his intention to achieve what is in his heart. And when you would speak to the throngs of many, many want different things. That does not make one wrong and one right. It is simply within the heart of that individual. And that is his truth. And we are not speaking of atrocities. If one is committing egregious crimes, that is not in the heart. The heart does not say that. That is a misappropriation of thoughts in a warped mind. The heart is always full of truth. A criminal is not within a truth. A criminal.
Thank you for clarifying that. So it is within the heart, then, that humanity takes a look at the truth that lies there, yes? The truth that is for you, individualistically for you. Each person on this planet, each being, human being on the planet, is an individual in and of themselves. There is no one else that is you. You are an individual, you are unique. And what you hold in your heart is what is important for you, not for anyone else. It is for you. Now, what humanity gets caught up in is all of the drama of everyone else around them in the family, in whatever sphere of reference you want to refer to. Does not matter. The government does not matter what it is. Humanity gets caught up in other individuals' choices. And the choices are from their heart, truly. It is what they believe. So the key then is understanding and loving allowance for all things to be in their own time and place, starting with you.
Yes. And in this time of this purported disease that has consumed, when people are not following the heart and they are in fear, they achieve physical issues with their heart. Yes. When love is going out of the heart, it develops physical issue that makes the heart work harder than it normally does. It has There are those who have perished within, how you say, their breathing, their respiratory system. This is due to an imposed suffocation. If you, as humans, allow yourself to view why humans have perished in your past calendar time, you will see it is of the heart or of the breathing. Man is not meant to be suffocated. Man is meant to breathe and survive.
Merlin, would you say that all of the deaths that have occurred in this past calendar year, was that part of their contract when they came here?
Dear one, quite complex the question, but there is a simple answer. With the agreement that one makes with the current physical incarnation, it comes from a prior incarnation where there was not enough love in the vessel. And when one comes into this incarnation, the opportunity to fill the vessel with love is there. And if that is not reached, then there is an exit as you would say, sometime prematurely, to go to another incarnation with the opportunity to fill that physical vessel.
Yes.
And the individual connected to that soul will continue to endeavor to achieve a greater love until he or she does so. In other words, the way you word, how you say on earth, an individual has many past lives. It is not past. It is simply many lifetimes, many arenas, many galaxies, in many forms.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
The challenge that humanity has, all of humanity, the challenge is to understand what death is, what the contracts are that you make before you drop the body. That is the challenge, because death holds a state of fear for those who are looking at death as the end of all things. And from our perspective as non-physical, there is never an end, always growth, always expansion, always the more. So you can drop a physical body, which is just physical cellular structure, but you continue on into other realms of reality and growth that way until you decide that you want to have another confinement experience within the body, and you come back yet again and you make contracts yet again with all those that you incarnate with. But the challenge for humanity is understanding that death is not scary. Death is a movement, just a graduated movement. That is all. It does not have to hold the emotions that are held within that challenge, which is fear. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. Thank you.
If you were to be able to see non-physicals in the same way that you see physicals with your eyes, there are more non-physicals going on than there are physicals. It would be truly how you say there is overcrowding on your planet. And as spirit, spirit sees spirit, but there are those who await their opportunity to be physical again, and they are close to this physical world, wandering about, not how you say lost, or in pain or torture. They are just on a, how you humans say, on a lower plane of existence, waiting that time. And there are spirits such as Golden Arrow. They have not been in physical form. They are of very high vibration, and they speak through this vessel. And there are those who have been physical and speak as non-physical. There are many realms of the non-physical, and it's quite fascinating to bring your eyes to this.
I'm wondering then, will there be a time when we are going to be able to visualize the non-physical beings at some point?
Dear one, you have abilities beyond comprehension, not beyond your imagination. And your brain, which is said to be a limited capacity, is in use. You just do not use it. You use more than you know in this consciousness on this physical plane. But you have awareness. Awareness is dear one in other realms.
You come in as non-physical, yes? You come into a physical body as a soul. That soul has the complete awareness of all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. So you, firstly, are that soul. Secondly, less importantly, you're having a human experience that that entails emotions. So when you practice setting aside emotions, you can bring forth your non-physical self, your God self. And in bringing that forth, you can see it all. Do you understand?
I think I understand. Except for our emotions, we recognize them as our guidance system. And so to disregard them seems...
Not disregard, not at all. Feeling emotions and walking through the emotion is all that the physical experience is about. You came here to understand emotions. You came here to understand you and your emotions. And what we are saying is when you practice setting aside the emotional state we'll use the framework of meditation, quieting your mind. Quieting your mind means to not have to think at all. And when you're thinking, you have emotions. You understand? So when you set that aside and you quiet your mind, what you have available to you is everything that you are in non-physical, your God self, your soul self. Your guides and teachers that have been with you your entire lifetime are there to assist you in that practice if you indeed have the desire to understand the more of you, which is the non-physical part of you.
I understand. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Do you have questions then, Hugo?
Oh, yes, I have.
Are you complete, Merlin, with that thought?
Yes. Allow for the Inquisition.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions that were asked. Excuse me. Monica asks, what more might I do to stay in the now of things and have less evaluative judgments? I already meditate daily and work on quieting negative chatter.
Yes. All right. From our perspective, there is another chapter to this life experience for you, Monica. And in actuality, the name is Marilyn that you came in with. And this next chapter in your life experience is to understand the fear that you have and have held about going out into nature, so to speak. So it is important for you to put your feet in the grass, in Mother Earth, sit with your back next to a tree or a bush, does not matter, and have that tree or bush communicate with you. You can also go out into nature, let's say a beautiful park, and sit among the flowers and have the flowers speak to you, because they all have information for you that is imperative for you in this next chapter of your life experience. Merlin?
It is recommended for this individual who seems to want to move forward to have a clear picture of the present. And there is, there are times an individual wants to, they get on with their lives when there are things that must be looked at and resolved now so they can create the path to move to the next step, to the next level. It is wise for this to look at the process.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
Yeah. I do have another question from Ami. Is there going to be a swap of the magnetic poles happening within the next few years? I've heard there's a black star that is a black hole that is getting closer to Earth, and when it is close enough, it's going to have a massive impact on the planet with the poles swapping, earthquakes, and massive flooding. Is this a possibility?
We'll let you begin with that. Yes, Merlin.
In your time and throughout history of man, science has allowed itself to collide with fiction and fear and create great sensationalized, how you say, prophecies that do not make it into man's reality. And there are those who wish to, how you say, stir things up that create fear in man, that the planet would be, say, turned on its axis. There are great beings, dear ones, who guard the cosmos and are beyond your imagination. They are of higher angelic realms. This is what they do. And in the same way a child is with a ball, these great beings manage the positioning of all the spheres and the stars where they are. And yes, there are what you call, according to your sciences, black holes. They exist. But these entities, these great beings, move about and do not collide with the realm within your sun, how you say, your solar system. I would not put these, this individual asking this question, in greater.
Good.
All right. From our perspective, then, we would ask you, the individual who asked the question, how do you feel about what has come into your sphere of reference? In other words, you have heard someone say about a black hole, the black star, whatever, does not matter. What is important to look at is how do you feel about that information? If you have fear about that information, then that is what is important for you to look at and to examine within yourself. If you do not have fear at all and you just look at it as a possibility or not a possibility, then there is no emotion attached to it at all. And then you can expand and you can grow. If you hold on to the possibility of it happening and there is fear that resides within that, therein lies the challenge that you have to take a look at what it was within you that created the fear in the first place, which always then goes back to your childhood 0 to 7, always goes back to that. What created the fear that you have been experiencing in this entire lifetime? Now, from our perspective, the shifting of the poles have been going on for millennia. And rally is just a time frame of examining where humanity is at that time, that they are inclusive in that pole shift or that change, that dramatic change. It has happened many, many times and will happen yet again. From our perspective, truly not in your lifetime at all. It would be many, many hundreds, maybe even thousands of years away. Humanity has much yet growth. And all of you are coming to that knowing, to that knowledge of your growth now. All that you have experienced in the last 25 to 30 years have been culminating to the moment that you all are in on this planet. Planetary, every individual, every personage here on the planet has been coming to these knowings that you all now are having, which is the opening, the very important opening for all of you to grow and to become more. All of you are going to hear just in the United States alone. Just here in this small little place. You're all coming to the point of examining within you what is your truth. Very important. You're having the opportunity to not listen to the mass media, so to speak. You're looking at it as, now what is my truth? Where do I stand with that? Very important questions that you're asking yourself. And we would like for you all to know, you get a high five. You're all doing a very good job. Even those that you seem to think are having difficulty with the taking another's life and bombings and the what you call separation of nationalities. It is just a matter of you all coming to understand who you really are. You're all in this together. You're all having this experience together, and you're all coming to realize that. It is very important for all of this upheaval to be in your face. And it is no accident at all that it is happening right after a one full year of what you call a pandemic, which was not a pandemic at all. It was just the normal influx of viruses that go around every single year.
I understand.
Not to take such a big emotional step within this. Just sit back, relax, look at it all, and look at your truth.
Thank you. It always comes back to us.
Absolutely, because you're the only one in the room, yes?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, our clock shows that it's time to bring the sessions to an end.
All right. Then we offer then to all of you blessings, peace, harmony, and a joy.
You will.
So be it.
Shall speak again.
Wow.
Hello.
Welcome back to you both. That was awesome. That was so great. Thank you both. Such valuable information. An affirmation of things that we already know within ourselves, but to hear you speak it back to us, like, yes, you're on the right path. That felt really, really good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Awesome.
So I'll have to get the opportunity to hear what was said, Alexandra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alexandra, thank you for being on with us. You and I will continue to talk and look at events.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Nick.
You are welcome. We'll do this more often. Catherine, thank you so much for guiding the ship, you know, while we went on autopilot. And for those of you that watched, you know, this does get replayed. Share it on our Facebook pages, share it with your friends, and we will have you back on the show again.
I love it.
And this has been Mainstream Metaphysics with not only Catherine Melton and Nick Newmont, with Alexandra Golden Arrow Merlin, and to Hugh, who was in the background helping Alexandra. Thanks so much. We will see you again next week with another fascinating show. Audrey is back. We miss her. And remember, folks, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.